From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Well, again, we welcome you warmly and sincerely in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. And we would like to wish you again a very happy and a very prosperous new year. Hard to believe it's 2014 and the years are just slipping by. And we're closer now than ever to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And who knows what this year holds for us? We trust that there'll be many blessings. We trust there'll be much to rejoice in. But undoubtedly, living in this world in which we do, there will be trials and there will be hard times as well. But what a blessing it is to know that we can enter into a new year in the full assurance that our God is in control. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, what a wonderful thing it would be for you just to give your heart and your life to Him, to turn from your sin and to call upon the Lord and to be wonderfully saved and to know with great assurance upon the Word of God that it is well with your precious soul. I know who holds tomorrow, and He'll guide me with His hand. With God, things don't just happen, but everything by Him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with its problems, large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles and give to Him my all. Let's make a fresh consecration, not a New Year's resolution, but a fresh consecration right now to give to the God of heaven, the Christ who died for us, to give Him our all and to consecrate afresh our lives to Him. I'm the Reverend Roger Higginson, and it's good to have you joining with us. We welcome you warmly in the Saviour's name, and if we can be of any help or encouragement or assistance to you, please contact us. Our details are given at the end of the broadcast. But if you'd like to contact me by email, you can do that. It's Roger, R-O-G-E-R, Higginson, H-I-G-G-I-N-S-O-N, Roger Higginson, 78, at hotmail.co.uk. UK. And if you'd like to contact me by email, we would love to hear from you. Job chapter 38 was the portion we began to look at last Lord's Day. And I just want to read one little verse from Job chapter 38. Some of you'll know the background of the book of Job. Here is a man who loved the Lord, feared God, eschewed evil, walked with God, was upright, the Bible says, perfect, complete in his generations. And there was no man in all the earth, I believe, in his generation quite like Job, as far as spirituality and godliness was concerned. But in spite of that, he lost much as far as those temporal things would be concerned. For a season of time, he lost his family in tragic circumstances. He lost his farm. He lost his business. He lost his health. He lost so much. And in it all, he undoubtedly had many questions. We read about how Job began to wonder how and why God had allowed these things to happen. It's not wrong to ask questions. If you don't ask questions, you'll never really learn. But Job, it says, at the end of the book, he charged not the Lord with foolishness. Neither did Job charge God with foolishness. He didn't point the finger and say, God, you've done the wrong thing. But he did wonder why. And if we're honest today, we often wonder why God allows certain things to happen. And so Job had all of these questions. And yet the Lord began to answer Job's questions with questions of his own. Questions that Job could not answer. And one of those questions was Job 38 verse 22. Whenever God said to Job, hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? We noted last Lord's Day that whenever we think about the treasures of the snow, it reminds us of the majesty of God, the treasure of little things. Whenever Zacharias Janssen invented the microscope, it really unlocked to this world the treasure of little things. And whenever we think about the snow, it reminds us of several important lessons that we need to remember. And I just want to leave these simple thoughts with you over this week and over the next two or three Lord's Days. I believe the treasures of the snow remind us, firstly, of God's ingenuity. God's ingenuity. The treasures of the snow, and the snow itself, and each individual snowflake, display undoubtedly the originality, the wisdom, the ability, and the ingenuity of God. The snowflake reveals to us, and the treasures of the snow display for us, God's prudence. And by that word prudence, I mean God's wisdom. There's a little verse in Job chapter 37 and verse number 6 where it says concerning God, He saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of the strength. Listen to those words again. He saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth. Now that indicates to me, right back there in the beginning, that God created the snow. God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God said, Let there be sea and dry land, and there was. And God said, Let the waters bring forth all types of creatures, and they did. And let there be fowls in the air, and let us make man in our own image. And likewise, he said to the snow, Be thou on the earth. It shows us God's creative power, but it also shows us God's controlling power, because it's the Lord that sends the snow on the earth. He saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth. Now, snow is whenever water vapor condenses at very high altitudes, at a low temperature below freezing, and a cloud of ice particles is formed. And as those ice particles begin to fall towards the earth and are drawn to the earth by gravity, they assume a kind of crystalline structure that results in the snowflake. And God controls it all. Be thou on the earth, he saith to the snow. Let me read a few verses to you from the book of Ecclesiastes and chapter number 1. And this is the whole law here of evaporation and precipitation, and it's seen in Scripture. Listen to what the Word of God says. It says, The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about to the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the river comes, thither they return again. And right there in that verse number 7, having spoken verse number 6 about the circuits of the wind that go round the earth, the Gulf Stream, and we know that that exists today, and yet the Bible told us about it long before man ever discovered it. And then in verse number 7, we have the law of evaporation and precipitation, that the water evaporates from the lakes and from the sea and goes up into the clouds, and the clouds carry them to the mountains and empty their waters, and they flow into the rivers and the rivers flow into the sea. And long before man understood that, the Word of God had told us about it. You see, science is always catching up with the Word of God. And when I think about the snow, I think about God's ingenuity, and it reminds us of God's prudence, and it reminds me as well of God's power. His power to create by the Word of God what he has designed. And we think of the rain, and we think of the snow, and we think of the ice, and we think of the wind, and we think of all of the elements around about us. Some of them that we're not even conscious of, and God designed them, and God created them. And this universe that God has created, he sustains it, he controls it, he guides the very air currents, he guides the wind, he guides the rain, he guides the clouds, he guides the elements, and he even provides snow in winter. God's power. And as Job is now beginning to think, and God's challenging him about unlocking the treasures that are in the snow. Undoubtedly, Job is thinking about all these things that he's maybe never thought of before, and all of a sudden, Job is beginning to feel very small, and God is beginning to look very big. The snow also reminds us of God's provision. Snow benefits mankind. It says here in Job 38 that there are treasures in the snow. Snow is something of value. It's certainly beautiful to look at. It provides fun and different things for children. Sometimes for us it's a little bit of a hassle whenever it falls on the roads and hinders our journey. But the little verse there in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 10 unlocks a wonderful truth. Isaiah 55 and verse number 10, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." God has given us the snow, and in the snow we see God's provision. Because as the snow falls upon the mountains and the snow begins to melt, each little snowflake melts and performs a tiny droplet of water, and as those droplets come together on the mountain tops and gravity begins to pull them down towards the lower regions, each little drop forms a rivulet, each rivulet forms a stream, each stream forms a river, and that life-giving water brings forth the miracle of life in the dry and barren valley. Listen to what that verse says again. It says, "God sendeth the snow from heaven, and it watereth the earth, and maketh the earth to bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Was it not for the rain and snow, man would not have bread sufficient for his needs. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 13 unlocks a truth that until relatively recently man was ignorant of outside of the word of God. We're told in Proverbs 25 and verse number 13, "As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters." And the snow cover protects crops. It's a thermal insulator. Even in the deepest winter, it provides a thermal insulator for crops, as snow in the time of harvest. And the snow, I believe, also reminds us of the need for God's praise. Psalm 148 and verse number 8, verse 7 in fact, "Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapour, stormy wind, fulfilling his word." The very snow praises the Lord in the reality that it obeys his word. "He saith to the snow, be thou in the earth, and the snow obeys." And that provides for us a challenge. Do we praise God? Do we obey his word? We have a God who is wise, all-knowing. God's ingenuity is seen in the treasures in the snow. May God bless his word to our hearts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloy Fen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.